Let me just start by saying that I don't really know jack shit about fitness. Yeah, so just keep that in mind, I suppose. That being said, go do your cardio, 'cause it's good for you, and you know it's good for you, and it seems like it would be better for you. I don't know, you can like do it longer and not get out of breath and stuff, which is always a plus. And just like basic general health, your heart being in better shape and you being able to do physical activity type stuff for longer and perform better at it. And I don't fucking know, but do your cardio. And the questions that you'd asked, do you like muscular men? Kinda, I guess. I don't know, not really, but it depends on the muscles and how big they are. Do you even care about the muscles? Again, it depends on which ones. Is there a limit? Yes, definitely, definitely, definitely limit. If the man has muscles, which one do you like the most? Okay, so for me personally, and of course, this is all just, subjective opinion here, but I prefer if a guy has a flat stomach. I mean, it doesn't have to be like fucking perfectly flat, but just not like a big ass pot belly, basically. But squishy flat, not like washboard abs, because it's just not comfortable, man. It's not nice to lay on. And same for the butt. A rock hard butt is like the worst fucking pillow in the world. Butts, they need to be squishy. Like when I grab the guy's ass, I want to be able to dig my fingers in, basically. And when I go to use his ass as a pillow, similarly, I'd like it to have a nice little bit of, buttness to it. Like, I don't know, hard ass muscles in your butt and in your stomach just doesn't do much for me at all. It's actually kind of a turn off. And let me see. The next one is asking about what's more attractive in your opinion, good developed arms or good developed legs? I think arms, I guess. I don't know. I mean, I don't know. As far as arms go, I do have kind of a thing for forearms, but not super swole, like not huge, like veiny, swole, I guess. Just firm. Just firm. And same goes for upper arms and chest. Just firm, but not swole. And legs. Really, really super defined calf muscles for some reason just kind of eke me out. I don't know what the hell that's about, but I don't know. Strong upper legs are nice. Of course, I'm kind of thinking in terms of like sex here with this, and that all kind of also probably ties in with the whole arms thing, but whatever. just on a purely aesthetic version or version, aesthetic. The hell word am I thinking of? Level, I suppose. Whatever. Speaking purely aesthetically, there we go. strong upper legs and strong-ish arms, I guess. Or maybe strong-ish upper. Whatever. I'm just fucking rambling. I think you get what I'm saying. Hopefully, I don't even think I get what I'm saying. Would you rather have someone strong who could lift you than someone with just bulky and trained muscles? I don't really know enough about this to be able to tell where you're drawing the distinction there, because that kind of sounds like the same thing to me. So, I don't know. I'm not really a huge fan of bulky, I guess. And like someone strong who could lift me. I mean, yeah, that'd be cool. I'm not very big, so it wouldn't be a terribly hard feat, terribly difficult feat, whatever. But I don't know. That's always cool, I guess. Like somebody who can lift me like with no arm, like no effort whatsoever. That might be kind of, no, thank you, I guess. But yeah, I don't know. Like the super, super, super swole, like bodybuilder, just every single line and curve of the musculature is like rippling and perfectly defined and just I don't know. I don't like that. I don't go for that. It doesn't, like, visually, it doesn't do anything for me. And tactily, from what little experience I've had with that, it doesn't really do much for me either. Again, I like the squishy tummies, and not squishy butts, but like, squishy butt just sounds weird. Just not terribly firm, but just a nice bouncy. If I smack it, I want it to fucking jiggle. I want to see what I'm doing to it. And pick the body type out of the picture. Fuck, shit, I know I forgot something. Hang on. I don't think they're gonna have the fucking picture that I have in my head. And probably because that picture in my head is vague at best, but let's see. I guess it's like, I guess fit would probably be the closest one, but if you could combine fit with built fat and maybe throw some toned and or athletic in there, I guess, but not that much. Like, no, just like fit and built fat, I guess. Combine those two somehow. Like not a perfectly like 50-50 combination of each. It would be different, like draw different parts from different from each of them. Whatever. All right, I'm just fucking rambling and not making sense to myself now either, so there's my fucking hot mess of answers to those questions. And again, do your cardio. It should be done. It's good for you to do. Do your cardio. Yep.